Well, God bless everyone. Tonight, it's sure great to be able to share the word anytime. And boy, I tell you, this time of the year for me is really a time when I continue to remember what Christ has done for us and continue to remember that because of Him, He lives with inside of us. And I want to spend some time tonight looking at the old man and new man nature. And I want you to go to Romans chapter 10. Now, there are many, many other places that talk about this than what we're going to do tonight. So if it whets your appetite a little bit, I would spend some time looking at it. It really is kind of fun. So Romans 10, verse 1. And this, I'm reading this right here because it sets the heart of sorry, Barney kind of distracted me, I'm sorry. This is a desire that Paul has for his people, not just the people he's teaching the word to now, because we know his ministry was to the Gentiles. He's speaking to them too, but listen to what he says. Chapter 10, verse 1, "Brethren, my heart's desire and prayer to God for Israel is that they may be saved. For I bear them witness that they have a zeal for God, but not according to knowledge. For they, being ignorant of God's righteousness and seeking to establish their own righteousness, have not submitted to the righteousness of God. For Christ is the end of the law for righteousness to everyone who believes." Then he says some more stuff that Moses from the Old Testament. I want you to drop down to verse 8. But I thought, what a heart he had, still had for Israel, his brethren. And I think all of us probably have people in our lives, heartfelt people that we love and care about that maybe don't really want to know the word yet. Or maybe they're stumbling with something. And yet, we continue to do what God has called us to do, but that prayer is that He has in His heart that He's talking about, we still can have in our heart for people as we move along. And who knows, you know, God can open doors many different ways. And I just thought, wow, what a heart Paul had, even for Israel, you know, that really rejected him and kind of shunned him out. But verse 8, I want to read here in chapter 10. "For the word is near you, in your mouth and in your heart. That is the word of faith which we preach. That if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart." Now the word heart is used several times already. And I really think that the heart issue, this word heart in the Greek is cardia. And it means that inner part of you, the depth of where you make decisions that change your life. It's a very, very deep part of who you are. And that's the heart we have when we confess Jesus Christ as our Lord and believe in that heart, that same heart, that faith is filling that heart, that God has raised Him from the dead, you will be saved. For with the heart one believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth, confession is made to salvation. I think to understand the depth of the new man nature versus the old man nature, that heart issue is a big deal. It's not just something we do in a moment of emotional happenings. You know, a lot of times you go somewhere and you get emotionally moved by the music or by what somebody has said, and then you just jump right in. But this is a much deeper relationship with God. And when you confess with that heart and you believe with that heart, there is the Spirit of God enters us, and it is there's nothing greater than that right now in this world for us. There really isn't. So it's not just a confession of Jesus Christ as Lord. That's part of it. But that heart issue comes first. And I just think it just shows the depth of God's love for us and that we have that ability. We are born again, and we get a new nature when we're born again. Let's go to 2 Corinthians chapter 5. We're going to start in verse 14. I know a lot of us online here have probably read this, and we've been taught this, and we know this, but I think for me, this time of the year when I'm really thinking probably more about how Christ did what he did and why he did what he did and what it really means in my life, it really motivates me to understand this greater. And we're going to start in verse 14. For the love of Christ compels us, because we judge this, that if one died for all, then all died. And he died for all, that those who live should live no longer for themselves, but for him who died for them and rose again. And when we get that new nature of Christ in us, our abilities to love, like he's talking about right here, is there. We have such great abilities when we allow the new nature to be how we live and walk. You know, so many times Christians hurt each other. They get judgmental. We can get angry. We can get hurt. And then we have excuses in our minds not to walk like Christ walked. But we have his new nature in us. For the love of Christ compels us. We know who we are in Christ. We understand it to some levels, and we can learn more as we grow and keep our heads in the Word and walk the walk of Jesus Christ. And it says right here that, you know, his love compels us that we should live that way for him, not for ourselves. Now, when we get the new nature of Christ, something I didn't understand too much when I first got involved in the Word was, my old nature doesn't go away. That old man nature is still part of me. And many, many times I found in my life that the spiritual battle I fought, you know, the one they talk about in Ephesians, the spiritual battle, it's real. Many times it was my old man nature trying to talk my new man nature out of doing what I knew I wanted to do. I didn't quite understand, why do I still want to do that? Why do I still think like that? Well, because it's a growing process, this new nature. And we grow by the way Paul was trying to encourage Israelites to grow. You have a zeal for God, but you've got to have the knowledge of God. We have to understand, what does it really mean to have that new nature? Or else our old nature is going to talk us out of doing the things of the new nature. I think it's really important for us to see who we are in Christ and realize that that old man is still there. He, you know, our new nature is not the old man with a rebuild engine in it. It's still the rotten old man. It was there before we got the new man. And I think it really behooves us to know and understand, especially in our walk with God, how we do walk. You know, are we willing to do that? Now I want to go to verse 18. Now all things are of God, who has reconciled us to himself through Jesus Christ, and has given to us the ministry of reconciliation. That is, that God was in Christ reconciling the world to himself, not imputing their trespasses to them, and has committed to us the word of reconciliation. See, we need to look at each other the same way that Christ and God looked at us. We don't need to be judgmental. We need to be kind and loving. We should be the most kind, compassionate, honest, loving, forgiving people that walk the face of the earth. Because we have that spirit of Christ within us, That's our new nature. Let's go to Ephesians chapter 4. I'm going to start in verse 17. This is the new man. Now, really listen. This is you. This is who really lives in you. This I say, therefore, and testify in the Lord, that you should no longer walk as the rest of the Gentiles walk, in the futility of their mind, having their understanding darkened. The old man nature will try to darken our understanding, being alienated from the life of God. The old man nature will try to talk us out of listening to God because of the ignorance that is in them, because of the blindness of their hearts, who being past feelings have given themselves over to lewdness, to work all uncleanliness with greediness. But, now what does the word but do? It sets in contrast what was just said to what is going to be said. But you, I, have not so learned Christ, if indeed you have heard him and have been taught by him, as the truth is in Jesus, that you put off concerning your former contact. See, we wouldn't be told to put it off if it wasn't still there, right? So we, that nature, that old man nature, is still hanging around. And the adversary really uses that in his spiritual battle in our lives. And we need to be aware of that, okay? Because sometimes our feelings and our emotions are used to really distract us from doing what's really in our heart to do. So that's just a key that I've learned, that you put off, and that is our responsibility. It is not God's responsibility to put it off for us. He's already given us the power to do it, and he's given us the free will decision that we need to do it. So you know what? We put that old man off, which grows corruption according to the deceitful lust, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind, and the new, and put on that new man, which was created according to God in true righteousness and holiness. You guys, we have the righteousness of God in Christ in us. We are holy people. That spirit is real, and it is powerful, and it wants to be who we operate. That Spirit of God wants us to be who we are in Christ. He says that. Be Christ-like. It is Christ in you, Christ in you, Christ in you. He reminds us of that all the time. But it is our responsibility to put off the old man and to not let the adversary use that part of our life that we are reckoning dead. Right? We reckon it dead against us, so that we can walk like we really want to walk for God and be those loving people that people look at and go, what is with you? I've already had someone say to me, I don't see how you're so kind to let people just get away with stuff. Because I don't get mad when somebody drives in front of me. I don't get mad if somebody takes my parking place. And this person's been with me a few times, and they're like, they're mad at the person because the person took my parking place. And I'm like, don't worry about it. God's got another one. But our nature should be to be that kind and that forgiving and not let things get to us and cause us to walk like a natural man, because that is not who we are. We are not natural men and women. We are renewed in the spirit of our minds. And we know from Romans, right, chapter 12, that when we renew our minds, a transformation happens. See, it's our responsibility to renew our mind, to walk and talk and be who we are in Christ. And then God makes that transformation in us as we live the life that Christ has made available for us to live. I mean, it is a win-win situation for us. If we walk the way Christ lives within us, and that is what people see in our lives, they are going to want to know what we know. They are going to be surprised and sometimes perplexed at why little things don't bother us, why I can still have peace in the middle of a turmoil. Some people are really like, I can't even believe you're so happy and peaceful when this is going on. It's because I know God has got the answer, you know? And I push myself to remember those things. It's not always easy. You know, some of the hardest things for us as believers to do is to be forgiving. Barney talked about that a little earlier, which I didn't know he was going to do. But he did. And so I'm going to read. I'm going to start here in this chapter in verse 25. Therefore, put away lying. Let each one of you speak the truth with his neighbor, for we are members one of another. Be angry and do not sin. Do not let the sun go down on your wrath, nor give place to the devil. Let him that sowed steal no longer, but let him labor working with his hands that is good, that he may have something to give to him who has need. Let no corrupt word proceed out of your mouth, but that which is good for necessary and edification, that may it may impart grace to the hearers. That is the new nature. This is how we're supposed to walk. You know, we're not supposed to have division and get angry and, you know, tell each other off. And we're not supposed to do that. That is not our new nature. Our new nature is Christ-like. And I think about it. You know, sometimes it's hard to forgive someone when they really hurt you and it's somebody you love and trust, you know. But I think about what Christ did. I think about him hanging on that cross. I have never had to come close to take anything like that from anybody. Never. And yet, I hear him saying to his Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. And when God reminds me of that, when I'm having trouble forgiving somebody, you know what? My heart just changes. It's like, wow. I have the capability to love like that. And I can't even forgive someone who hurt my feelings? No. Not getting talked out of the forgiveness thing. But it's little things like that. It's not like we want to go stab somebody or, you know, gossip about people all the time and really tear somebody's life up. It's not like that. It's little things like we don't know how sometimes to just excuse a brother or sister's mistake. Or the words they say when they're having a hard day. I mean, you know what I'm talking about. We've all gone through it. But you know what? We can do it. We can put off that old man nature. And we can walk in that kind of love and forgiveness and kindness to one another. And a lot of it begins with what we think of each other. So if we look at each other with the eyes of Christ and we see each other like God says he sees us, then it won't be so hard to get past the times when we're challenged, when the adversary sets up situations. Because you know that's who sets it up. He wants division in the body of Christ. Whether it's world division and what we believe, I don't believe what you believe, so I'm not going to come to church with you, and I guess you don't know what you're talking about. No, it's everyday things. It's not forgiving. It's not putting aside things that maybe we shouldn't be thinking about. Maybe we should be giving more. Maybe we should be out helping somebody. And we're just like sitting back wondering why they need so much help. Who cares why they need it? Let's just go do it. Let's just do that. Christ didn't ask everybody, why are you that way? He just knew that they needed loving and they needed teaching. And he had that great compassion to do that. Well, the new nature in us has that same great compassion. And I have really challenged myself to continue to really look at this old man, new man nature in the Word and to find ways to help me remember who I am in Christ and be that kind of person that is there no matter what the circumstance or situation is when God shows me to go. So I hope this was fun for you tonight to take a look at and to realize, you guys, you know what? It is our responsibility to renew our minds and to put off those old man nature kind of thoughts when they hit our heads. And the profit in that is far beyond what we can even imagine. But God will show us as we walk with him and do these things. So I love you. I really, Barney and I are just so blessed to have you guys still in our lives. And I'm thankful that I was able to share the word, and I hope it blessed you tonight. So, Father, we're so thankful for what you've done for us in Christ, and that we truly have his spirit within us and his ability to heal and to love and to have compassion and to have the wisdom to hear you so you can direct our paths to minister and serve one another in this body of Christ and to reach out to others who don't know yet, but to especially be good to one another, to be the example of loving, kind people that have joy and power in their life because we're your kids and you have given this to us freely. So I thank you, God, for all that you do for each and every one of us, for opening our eyes of understanding greater every day of who you are, what you're doing for us, and who we are in Christ, so that we can be the lights of this world that you know and tell us we are. So we thank you for this in the wonderful, powerful name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen.